Shall we bow our heads? Father, we thank you this morning for another opportunity given to us to see this day of all days. It remains a memorial in our lives and in all generations. That very day when you rose from the dead, I put an end to every argument of who is who among religions. Father, we just want to thank you. This one question alone will silence all the religious and all their claims. We can just ask them. We have heard all that you are saying about your religion. But did your founder raise from the dead? The question we know it before asking. Or the answer rather, it will be no. You are the only one who rose from the dead. You are the Alpha. You are the Omega. You are the Kinsman Redeemer. You are the one that knew your own before the foundation of the world. There is none like you. Lord Jesus, we love you because you first of all loved us. Or to you again this morning we are gathered. Lord Jesus, you are the only one that can walk upon us and make us to be what you want us to be. So from the platform to the pews, we are in your hands. Do with us again this morning as it seemed good in your sight. Be with your servant that has traveled. He'll be taking the pulpit, no doubt, this morning. May you be with him, pass through him as usual, make him a channel of blessing to your people. Thank you, our Father. Hallowed be thy name. In Jesus' most powerful name, we pray. Amen. Shall we turn our Bibles this morning to Acts chapter 2? On account of time, we are not going to read too late. I would like to take it from the beginning to the end, but because of time, let's just take it from verse 37 and to 39. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men, our brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, Repent, and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, for the promise is unto you and to your children, and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. May the Lord bless the reading of that portion of his word into our hearts. Good morning, church. Can you please sit? God bless you. Good to see one another again on this side of eternity. One of these days, the rapture we have so much talk about will take place. Amen. And instead of meeting like this, we meet in the sky. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Knowing that it is a promise of Jehovah, had heaven and earth will pass away, but none of his promises will fail. Knowing that it is certain that the rapture will take place. That is why our gathering together is majorly on one thing. That one thing is that, am I rapturable? Brother Femi, is Pastor Martin rapturable? It's a question. Brother Joe, Brother Godfrey, is Pastor Martin rapturable? They may give their idea, they may give their opinion, The only person that knows is me and God. Amen? That is why salvation is an individual matter. I was late this morning. I've not been able to get over the jet lag. So I will just look the almost daybreak before sleep will cross my eye, because about 6 hours difference on that side and this side. You know, I'll be very active throughout the night. You know, why you put saying, your trailer will be climbing in the hill. May I just be as weak as be. Well, it will be over. It's just some time. God bless you, church. I say, God bless you. Amen. The place we read from, I want to say the little title I want to give to our Sunday school is that the Holy Ghost baptism is a promise. Amen. It's a promise. A promise to who? To as many as the Lord our God shall. Praise God. Amen. The Holy Ghost promise is not for everybody. It's for as many as the Lord our God shall call. And those people that the Lord our God shall call in Romans chapter 8. Can you project Romans chapter 8? I will use you plenty this morning, so be very alert. Be very, very alert. That is from verse 1. No, I'm going down there. Is it verse 30 something now? Let me see. Go to. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also. That's where I'm going. So you can see the people. You see, I used to say, Tolomba ti shefue, but for me, all the days of your life, you should be rejoicing. Because salvation is a gift. Are you following me? Salvation is a gift. That is why the Bible says, it is not of works, lest any man should boast. Say, I'm more righteous than you. You did do what I can do. That is why you... No. I don't care who gave birth to you. Isaac, we all know the story of Isaac. We all know it. We all know the story of Rebecca. Rebecca was a virgin. Isaac walked. We all know about it. Let me not talk. Rebecca and Isaac got married and gave birth to twins. And the twins was Esau and Jacob. Am I right? Am I scripturer? Am I speaking Bible? Before the children were born, God said, I love Jacob and I hate Esau. Hello? Tell me what Esau can do to change that statement. I don't care what you will do. The Bible says you can give your body to be born. Give all that you have to feed the poor. Do everything Christian knows how to do. Amen. God bless you. You have removed it so fast. I've not finished with that. I was only talking on that something. If you can bring it back, let me complete with it. Yeah. Them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? That's why the Bible says, who can lay anything to the charge of God's elect? He's an elect of God. God said, I have chosen him. Then what are you going to do about it? One time God told the prophet, was it prophet, what is his name again now? Then he told him, go to Jesse's family. Anoint Samuel, God bless you, my brother. Anoint one of them to be king. Immediately that, the people had the house of Jesse. As human beings used to think, they have concluded. The firstborn is the tallest, is the most handsome, the crown will fit his head, he will lead us in battle. When they got there, of course, that was all they had in mind. Samuel said, okay, I was just told to go to Jesse's house. The name was not mentioned to me. Brigham. As they bring the man, they walk majestically come. The prophet took the cruise of the Holy Ghost said, hey, that is not the way. They took the one that followed him, took the one that followed him, took the one that followed him. Until he remained one. The very one that no man ever thought could be king. The way God sees is different from the way man sees. God look into the heart. Man sees the face facially. After God rejected all the rest of the remaining one, then the prophet has to ask a question. Because he knows there must be remaining one. Because what God told him was that it is one of Jesse's sons. Then he said, is there no one remaining? They say, the one remaining are one smallish man. So he just the six sons in the bush. And they say, go and bring him. As David was coming, the Holy Ghost moved the prophet, ran to him, anointed him, asking, tell me what any man has to say about that. That was God chosen. That was God ordination. To man, if they were to take vote, David will not score, he will not get one vote. Because nobody will think that kind man will make him. But that was the man after God's own heart. Praise God, amen. If God has chosen you to be his child, all the days of your life, happy are ye. Because the Bible clearly stated, not by works, not by might, it is not what you have done. It is not what you are doing. It is not what you will do. It is not what your great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather has done. But God chose you to be his son. Look at the two boys, Esau and Jacob, when they were born. Humanly speaking, Esau looks a better boy than Jacob. Is that not so? Oh, very gentle, very loyal, taking care of the blind daddy. Until the daddy so much had confidence in him until he called him water and he said, hey, guy, come. Go to the bush, kill the animal, come and make me the food I used to like. So that after I've eaten, I will bless you. Hello? Then the man left. Rebecca heard what the man said. He called Jacob. He said, come on. I heard your father spoke to your brother. So. Say, your brother has gone. Before he come back, Let's do a quick business. If God wants to do something, He has the ability to walk towards it, unhindered, and bring it to fulfillment. He had earlier on said he loved Jacob. So the woman now told Jacob, go among the animals, fetch a little calf, bring it, kill it fast, fast. Jacob said, Mama, may I say something? You want to endanger my life? Instead of blessing a curse, you want to say, may my papa give me. You know I'm a smooth man. Esau is a hairy man. If I go to my papa, the mother said, you are telling stories. Go and do what I ask you to do. He bring the little animal, kill her. After I kill her, the mother took the skin, plaster his body and his neck. Of course, that is where the man will touch. He's a blind man. Praise God. Amen. God was looking at that. The woman was preparing Jacob to look like Esau. Was that to you? Was that not deception? Hello? But that is the will of God. May God help us. Finally, when the food was taken to Isaac, Isaac was complete apart from the eyes. He said, this voice that I'm hearing, Abraham, let me speak. Even if I deep sleep, I hear his voice. I will know this by family's voice. That little girl in the house of John Mark recognized the voice of Peter. When he said, who is at the gate? He heard a voice. He said, it's Peter's voice. There are some of us that are praying. We are not expecting answer from God. Those brethren that day, they are like some of us. Rhoda, because of joy, didn't even open the gate, ran to the people and say, hey, the people you are praying for, the person you are praying for is at the gate. They say, hey, you are mad. It must be his spirit. Hello? That is why the Bible says, where you pray, believe that you have received what you ask for, and you shall have it. Amen. May God help us. Then he brought the food. Isaac said, this voice, now Jacob's voice, can you come close? He called close. He says, the body. Now he's somebody. But the voice, now Jacob's voice. Now that has created an atmosphere of doubt. Who is who? Under no man's circumstances, that old man would have said, okay, go and bring your brother. But God was in it all. God was in it all. If you're a child of God, the prophets, the Bible says, all things, Brother Femi, all things, Brother Godfrey, Brother Joseph, all things, not some things, all things work together for the good of those that are called by his name. All things means all things. Sometimes disappointment. But Abraham said, that scripture almost troubled me. When my father died, my brother died, my wife died, my baby died. And the enemy came and said, hey, in the night you will sleep. You will come from work. Seek up from one hospital to seek up. Sometimes you just sit down for 1 hour before daybreak. He said the devil couldn't tell him there's no God. He said because he has seen God several times. He said, but the devil was telling him that God does not love him. He said, because he was giving him reason. He said, God has given you a special ministry. to pray for the sick. People that have worst cases than your father, you pray for them, they get well. You pray for your father, he died. Your brother, he died. Your wife, 22 years, he died. Your girl, you even specifically say, God, let me raise this child for your glory. He died. He throw black shit on your face. He was telling him, God doesn't love him. The prophet said, everything the devil was saying was true. He said, but when he came to a point that he wanted to consider what the devil was saying, he said, something inside. Oh, hallelujah. Something inside. Thank God for something inside. Every child of God has something inside. What Abraham said when you were born as a baby, he said, God slipped something inside of you. You will grow to that as time comes. Oh, man. He went further to tell us, he said, that thing that God placed in you is the message of your day. You can see why an elect can never deny this message. The message was placed inside of us. God bless you, church. Salvation is of the Lord. From glory to this earth, from earth back to glory, salvation is of the Lord. You say you are saved from glory to... Of course. It was in glory our names were written before the foundations of the world. God bless you. You can take everything that I have. But my salvation, you can't take it. Holy Mulo. So by way, go to Suka, let him go rule. Ki Kaikron Chok, ki Debe, ki meet ordinary ground. What year will not come on my face. I will say, God bless the carrier of this house. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. God bless you. Just tell me one thing. God did not promise you and me. All things will work together. Are you sick? Is the Lord our God that healed all our diseases? Are you needy? Is the Lord our God that supplied all our needs? Are you afraid that there are kidnappers, there are accidents, there are... He said, you're going out and you're coming in. I take responsibility. Brothers and sisters, just tell me one thing that you can hold me. You see, some people just like keep the whole problems of the whole world is upon their head. Why? Serve God with joy and gladness. Amen. God bless you. It doesn't matter what the... Let the old demons of the whole world go against you. They can't even come on the tula right. They are wasting time. Because he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. God that is in us is greater than Satan, who is the father of all demons. Witches, wizards, and many of magic, they must see you and tremble. God will always say, fear not. Both power in heaven and in earth is in the hand of our Father. Eh? Hello? God bless you. Remember the king of Assyria. I think it's Assyria. What time he was cockery all over the places. Cockery, destroyed, what do you call it? Idols, everything. Until he gets so popped up, I come around Israel, I send a message. Say, go and tell the king. Tell them, have they not been hearing what I have been doing? The gods of those nations, were they able to save them? Hello? Were they able to save them? Say, don't let anybody tell you that the Lord will protect you people. The king did not know the difference between the living God and idols. Brothers and sisters, there is a difference between the God we are serving and idols. Idols are man-made. Man put leg on them, but they can't walk. Man put hands on them, they can't handle. Man put mouth on them, they can't talk. Man put eyes on them, they see not. Hello? Are they that made them? They are like unto today. But we are serving the living God. Jehovah of the Old Testament is the Lord Jesus Christ of the New Testament. Amen. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor. Hey, you project that thing for me. Make we read that. That is Matthew chapter 11, I think from verse 28. Matthew 11, 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my body is light. Oh, brothers and sisters, are you resting? Do you know the Holy Ghost is a rest? A finished work. Your journey from here to glory is finished. It's paid for. Christianity is not struggling to live right. It's flowing. Oh, hallelujah. It's flowing. Because there is somebody living his own life through you. God created you a female. Do you struggle to be a female? You don't. You were born like that. All that a female has, God put them there. Hallelujah. All that we have need of, our sons and daughters of God, are the providers. Hello? We are traveling on the right road. Oh yes, we are traveling on the right road. Predestination is the mystery revealed. We are traveling on the right road. Amen? The devil can't stop us. All his noisemaking can't stop us. We arrive safely by the grace of God. That is why we see that it is so saved by the grace of God. We are saved by the grace of God. Day by day, night by night, we are saved by the grace of God. We are not only saved, we are kept. Kept by the power of God. Brother Moses, we are kept by the power of God. Hallelujah. Day by day, oh, night by night, we are kept by the power of God. That's what Brother Abraham said. He said, until God finish with you. He said, nothing can take you. Nothing means nothing. Let all the witches in the whole world, the wizards of the whole world, they cannot stand the Holy Ghost that is in you. God bless you, church. Amoba le mise nipa igbagbo ninu Jesu. Se biba ba mi lo nile atoke God bless you. Our Father owns this earth. He owns heaven. We say, what are you talking? But I'm going to preach a message possessing all things. As rich as MKO was, he did not possess all things. Bill Gates cannot possess all things. There is nobody apart from you and me that possess all things. Because children, they inherit what their papa have. Our papa owned heaven and earth, and we inherit them all. God bless you. I say, God bless you. I was talking to somebody somewhere. Hey, tears were coming out of my eyes. I said, brother, we have lived together over the years. All your children, I dedicated them. Brother, all along we'll be washing our feet, say shalom to one another. Have we become devils overnight? Because you just cannot say sorry. Where Brother Abraham says sorry to animal that have no soul? You tell me you have the same spirit that was in Brother Abraham? And you cannot say sorry? We have conversion under your nose. You cannot come. All the abundance of the blessings that God poured upon us through different ministries in the lives of his children, you miss them all. Oh, may God have mercy. Tears were coming out of my eyes. Brothers and sisters, come to a place in your life, say it, Brother Brian, that you love everybody. It's a quote. Everybody. He said, because he was told nothing comes to that sixth dimension except perfect love. You that have malice against somebody, go tell him only. You need the Holy Ghost. You will not allow your husband to touch you because you feel he offended you. You need the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hello. You love the Lord. When the darkness I see, he will be waiting for me. I will have to cross Jordan. Hallelujah. I will have to cross Jordan. Jesus died on my sins to where the darkness I see, he be waiting for me. I will have to cross Jordan. Amen. In conclusion of what we are saying, the Holy Ghost is a promise. After you have repented and you have been baptized by immersion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, brother, sister, don't rest. He that asketh, receiveth. He that seeketh, findeth. He that knocketh, it shall be opened. Because until you are in the body of the Lord by the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you are just a church member. God bless you. I say, God bless you. You love the Lord. I love him. I love him. Because he first loved me and purchased my salvation. Oh, yes, I love thee. I love thee. I love thee. Because he first loved me and purchased my salvation. Oh, one more time, I love thee. I love thee, I love thee, because he first loved me and purchased my salvation of Calvary. As we bow our heads, if you want to be remembered in prayer, God knows your request. Father, we thank you for the opportunity again this hour to share your word among your children. Lord Jesus, you gave all this word, and you said we should be feeding upon it, for there really is a rapturing faith. A portion of it has gone forth again this morning, that the Holy Ghost is a promise. That is the very reason why the Almighty God, the Eternal Spirit, put on flesh to die for us at Calvary. We thank you for Calvary. That was the place the backbone of Satan was broken. That was the place where the sequence was settled once and for all. That was the place where God and man once again embraced themselves. Once again we say, Father, thank you for Calvary. Your children has raised their hands. No doubt, one thing or the other. Whatever those needs are, thou knowest. May you meet with everyone according to their needs, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, our Master. Blessed be thy holy name. We commit the rest of the services into your hands. May they continue to be a blessing. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen. There is a place of preference behind the Navy. Moses, so rest.